But first, as teachers get set to strike tomorrow, state lawmakers are talking about ways to get educators a raise. Governor Ducey continues to pitch his plan, but Representative Noel Campbell is proposing something else. He wants his colleagues to refer a 3-year 1-cent sales tax increase to the ballot. The Prescott Republican says that would bring in about $1 billion a year.
Well, we all know we need revenue in this system. We need it. It can't be done without it. And I do not accept the governor's pie-in-the-sky economic forecast to do this.
This would be on top of the 0.6-cent sales tax lawmakers and the governor agreed to continue earlier this year. But the plan hasn't seemed to gain much traction among Campbell's fellow lawmakers, at least so far. Democrats, for their part, have sent a letter to the governor and GOP legislative leaders outlining their proposal. I caught up with House Minority Leader Rebecca Rios earlier this morning to talk about this. She and other Democratic leaders met with the governor's staff yesterday to talk about his proposal, and I asked her about Representative Campbell's idea of asking voters to increase the state sales tax, a plan Democrats do not seem to be on board with.
We're not, for the simple fact that there are numerous other ways to raise revenue, and the only source that Republicans are even willing to look at is increasing sales tax. And at the end of the day, that is going to hurt those teachers that we are trying so desperately to increase the income to.
You and your Democratic leadership colleagues wrote a letter to GOP leadership, including the governor, basically outlining some of the things that you would like to see. And I want to ask you about one of them, which is essentially expanding the base of the sales tax, taxing things that right now are exempt from the sales tax. And I'm wondering if that doesn't run into the same problem that you just outlined with just an expansion of the outright sales tax.
Unfortunately, Republicans are not willing to close any tax loopholes, and I think it's important for folks to realize that annually, this state forgoes $13.5 billion because of decades of tax giveaways and tax loopholes, and you would need only to rein in a few of those to bring in a considerable amount of revenue. The other problem is just this year, Republicans passed a bill with regard to digital goods and online retail that prohibits those items from being taxed. And we don't even know the full impact, although it's estimated to be somewhere around $150 to $200 million a year. And again, at the end of the day, these are the folks that are giving away revenue before it's even coming into the state general fund. That is a big problem.
In terms, though, of the proposal that you have for the sales tax, are we talking about taxing things like services that right now are not subject to the sales tax, the transaction privilege tax?
You could essentially decide on any variety of services if you wanted to. One of the suggestions that we've made is perhaps it's time to look at taxing country club memberships. Financial services, if you know, we did a 1% tax on a certain class of financial services, we could bring in $233 million a year. It's going to take some difficult decisions to fund our public education system, but it needs to be done.
So how do you think this all ends? I mean, the governor has his plan, which seems to have gotten at least somewhat of a cool reception in the legislature. One of your Republican colleagues in the legislature has a sales tax increase proposal, which Democrats don't like. Democrats have a proposal which the governor says he's not really interested in. How do you think this all ends?
Unfortunately, my fear is that this all ends with the governor essentially ramming through his education proposal. The Republicans then claim, hey, we gave you a 9% increase this year. We get through the election cycle. Next year, we're going to hear, you know what, there's been an economic downturn or the revenue just isn't there. We're sorry. We can't, you know, fulfill the other 10%. That is my concern. My hope is that if this legislature doesn't get off the dime and actually do something realistic, that the public is going to take this into their own hands. And at some point, we're going to see the public bring forward a ballot measure that is going to force the hand of this legislature, and they're going to implement what they think needs to be done in order to fund public education. And quite honestly, I'm all for that.
Is that something that you or anyone else at the Capitol has heard discussion about or had a hand in working on at this point?
none of us here at the Capitol have had a hand in working on any of this. We've heard rumors that there will be a ballot measure coming forward. We've yet to see anything materialize. I'm hoping it's more than just rumor. But again, I think folks are so frustrated that I would not be surprised to see that. And again, if you have 30, 40,000 disgruntled teachers, that's a lot of manpower to hit the doors and collect the needed signatures to get something on the ballot.
Would you expect that for the 2018 election or 2020?
No, I think we're talking 2018. This is an issue that demands immediate action. And I think, again, if this legislature fails to do it, somebody else is going to do it for us.
All right. That's Arizona House Minority Leader Rebecca Rios. Representative Rios, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.